Hello everyone, happy Friday. If you're wondering what that beep was, I'm on a bus. And basically I'm not at a computer today, I'm sort of shooting off all over the place. So I thought I'd put some thoughts down in audio form instead. Basically I just have been reading around, sort of looking at, you know, previews of tomorrow's game against Swansea, and it strikes me that there are two match reports that I could write pretty much off the bat now. Two potential alternatives. One is in the event of an Arsenal victory. That's the one I hope I'm going to be able to write, and that's going to be the one about how, you know, perhaps in Munich, Arsenal discovered a template for the remainder of the season about how we can move forward. The DNA of a team is beginning to form that could take us back into the Champions League places. It'll be about how Koscielny and Mertesacker is the partnership that can, you know, carry us through in the centre of defence. How Olivier Giroud's back on the goal trail and finally starting to fulfil his obvious potential. And about the transformation of Lukas Fabianski into a credible alternative for the number one spot. It'll be about positive momentum and about the fact that, you know, I can see solidifying before me the kind of spirit, the kind of desire, the kind of consistency we're going to need if we're going to get ourselves back into the top four. The other match report, the one I really don't want to write, partly because I've written it quite a lot this season, is the one about how the result in Munich isn't actually an indicator of anything at all, about how it was the consequence of sort of an extraordinary set of circumstances and doesn't tell us much more about this team than we already knew, that they're capable of bringing, you know, bringing out the performances on the odd night here and there, often on the bigger stages, but incapable of any kind of consistency. You know, if Arsenal lose this match, then I'm going to end up writing about how, you know, that performance in Munich by Lukas Fabianski was an anomaly in what has otherwise been a fairly disastrous career in English football. Similarly, I'll end up writing about how Laurent Koscielny hasn't been able to put together any kind of form this season, unlike last. And, you know, why Olivier Giroud, the disparity between him and previous Arsenal centre-forwards like Robin Van Persie and Thierry Henry. That's the match report I've written several times this season. And I hope, really, for your sake as much as anything, for all our sakes, that I don't end up writing again. Swansea, I think, is going to be a real litmus test for this team. You know, I think if we win there, we'll be able to look back maybe on White Hart Lane and the defeat there as something of a turning point, a point where Arsene Wenger realised there's no room in this team for egos, for players who are out of form. It needs to be about the best thing for the collective, and if that means dropping high-profile individuals, then so be it. You know, there was a desire and a determination and a grit about the performance in Munich and a real efficiency at both ends of the pitch that we will need to carry on in Wales if we're to get any kind of positive result. And I just desperately hope that that's something that we do. I think that, you know, for all our expectations about getting back into the top four, Swansea will be looking at us and thinking, well, if we can beat them and they lose a few more games, you know, they're not actually out of sight. We could end up superseding them in the league. So It's a really difficult one, and I think a defeat there would be such a crushing blow, especially after sort of the moderate, you know, the relative elation of midweek. I think to then go and lose a game would just compound everyone's fears about this team. So I actually really feel that we can say, I mean, every game between now and the season is going to be a big one, but this has got to be one of the biggest games of our season. I feel like it's a real defining moment for this team, far more so than Wednesday night, because the result ultimately is going to mean so much more come May, I think. So there we go, it's going to go one of those two ways. I mean, obviously it could go a third way. It could draw, you know, we could get a point there. And to be honest, I haven't prepared for that eventuality, which is rather unprofessional of me, but there you go. Ordinarily a point at Swansea would be a good thing, but I think in the situation we're in, we can't afford to drop a single point, so I do think that I feel like this one's going to be one that polarises and maybe defines the period between now and the end of the season. Anyway, look, just a few thoughts, a few rambles. I'm on a bus, so excuse all the beeping. Everyone's looking at me like I might be mental. I better get off, but have a good weekend. And here's the 3 points for the Arsenal, I hope.